Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're finishing up Nehemiah 9, verses 21 through 38 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out and their feet did not swell. And you gave them kingdoms and peoples and allotted to them every corner. So they took possession of the land of King Sihon of Heshbon and the land of King Og of Bashan. You multiplied their descendants like the stars of heaven and brought them into the land that you had told their ancestors to enter and possess. So the descendants went in and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands with their kings and the peoples of the land to do with them as they pleased. And they captured fortress cities and a rich land and took possession of houses filled with all sorts of goods, hewn cisterns, vineyards, olive orchards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you and cast your law behind their backs and killed your prophets who had warned them in order to turn them back to you. And they committed great blasphemies. Therefore, you gave them into the hands of their enemies who made them suffer. Then in the time of their suffering, they cried out to you and you heard them from heaven. And according to your great mercies, you gave them saviors who saved them from the hands of their enemies. But after they had had rest, they again did evil before you, and you abandoned them to the hands of their enemies so that they had dominion over them. Yet when they turned and cried to you, you heard from heaven, and many times you rescued them according to your mercies. And you warned them in order to turn them back to your law. Yet they acted presumptuously and did not obey your commandments, but sinned against your ordinances by the observance of which a person shall live. They turned a stubborn shoulder and stiffened their neck and would not obey. Many years you were patient with them and warned them by your spirit through your prophets, yet they would not listen. Therefore you handed them over to the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, in your great mercies, you did not make an end of them or forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. Now, therefore, our God, the great and mighty and awesome God, keeping covenant and steadfast love, do not treat lightly all the hardship that has come upon us, upon our kings, our officials, our priests, our prophets, our ancestors, and all your people since the time of the kings of Assyria until today. You have been just in all that has come upon us, for you have dealt faithfully, and we have acted wickedly. Our kings, our officials, our priests, and our ancestors have not kept your law or heeded the commandments and the warnings that you gave them, even in their own kingdom and in the great goodness you bestowed on them and in the large and rich land that you set before them. They did not serve you and did not turn from their wicked works. Here we are, slaves to this day, slaves in the land that you gave to our ancestors to enjoy its fruit and good gifts. Its rich yield goes to the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. They have power over our bodies and over our livestock at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. Because of all of this, we make a firm agreement in writing, and on that sealed document are inscribed the names of our officials, our Levites, and our priests. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much that folks acknowledged what they had done wrong, and so we choose today to acknowledge what we have done as well. We choose to repent and look back on our journey and see those places where we have been stiff-necked and we have chased after other idols or we have not heeded your warnings. And yet, Lord, you have been so faithful to us. And if I were to give you a name, it would be God, the faithful God, the one who pursues his children, because that is so very true. Lord, we are grateful that you love us and that you discipline those you love. And so, Lord, we, even though it's not easy to welcome discipline, we ask for it today. We ask you to search our hearts and to find those places in us that are crooked or bent, that do not follow after you. We want to chase after you, want to follow after you, want to do the hard things. We want to hear your voice and obey. We want to walk into the unknown future with you by our side. But we cannot do that alone, obviously. We need you. So Lord, as we read this cautionary tale in Nehemiah chapter 9 and finish it out, help us to remember that you are, even when things are really hard, and even when we turn our backs on you, we always have the opportunity to come before you and repent. At this moment, we can experience your salvation. At this moment, we can experience your unmerited favor, your grace, your forgiveness, your compassion. And so we repent again before you, and we ask that you would forgive us of our sins, help us to choose better pathways in the future, and help us to love you with everything inside of us, that we would abandon ourselves to your agenda and not our own, to surrender our hearts to you and to ask you to fill us up with everything that is you. Lord, we need you, we love you, we worship you, we bow before you, we cherish you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels, including a free painting at $10 and a secret podcast at $25. And you get added to my prayer loop at $100. And so thank you so much Thank you so much for supporting the podcast and for being a part of this movement of prayer around the world. You are a blessing to me.